All right, we made a roster move that we sent out yesterday. Nico Thorpe, who we activated for the game, we waived him, and we brought back Brian Madison, offensive lineman. And so we'll see if Nico clears waivers. We should find out later on today. And if he does, we'll put him back on the practice squad. If not, we don't have a choice in it. All right, injury-wise, Hillis, he will not practice, but he will be beginning to do more on the field work with the trainers and things, some running, we'll getting to start cutting and things like that. But it's getting better. Same thing with Dorsey. He's getting better, and he'll start doing more on the field stuff. He's just been kind of walking around. He'll start jogging and doing some of that stuff. Wally, he's still nursing that ham. I don't know exactly how much he's going to do today, and then we'll go from there. The other significant injury is Castle. We'll talk about him in a minute. Limited today. Sean Drone has an ankle. He turned his ankle in the game, so he's going to be out there, and we'll see what he can do. Jaleel Brown and his hamstring, he's going to be out there. Says he feels better. We'll see what he can do. Rapati with his elbow, he's going to go out and try it, and if it's not too painful, then he'll get a little work. Lildra, he'll be limited, and we'll see how we will progress with him. Kendrick Lewis, we're going to put him out there and see how much progress he's made and see what he can do as well. So then that takes me to Castle, you know, with the concussion. He's been getting a series of tests as it relates to the concussion, and he's been seeing the doctors. He has not been cleared to practice, so he will not practice today. And when the doctors let me know something one way or the other, then I will let you guys know what they tell me. So that means in the meantime that Quinn has to get ready to play, and so he's going to take reps today. Stansy is getting ready to play, and so we'll go from there at the quarterback position. Matt, I think he's getting better, but you know the league is very serious and cautious about concussions and about how they handle, so we have to follow the procedure on that as we go forward. And so that's kind of where we are as we get ready for Tampa, who they're coming off of a bye week and they should be rested, and we know that we got to go on the road and it's going to be a tough game, but hopefully we learned a little bit about how we need to play to give ourselves a chance to win the game. So that's what we're going to focus on going forward.
Well, Leo, I asked you, I don't know if it was earlier this week or last week, about Quinn and why maybe he hasn't developed to the point where he was a first-round draft pick a few years ago. And you said, well, you really didn't know because you were only coaching for a couple of years. But what about those couple of years? What did you think of him during those two seasons?
Well, he was a good talent coming out. There's no doubt about it. He was a productive quarterback. He had command of his offense that he ran and ran up at Notre Dame and the weapons that he had with him, you know. When he got to us, we didn't have quite as many weapons as he had there in Notre Dame. And so, you know, learning a new system and not having the weapons, he wasn't quite as effective as he had been in Notre Dame. And then he got hurt also, you know, and so that impacted his development. Then I had to take a leave of absence, and then he ended up going to a couple different places, you know, and most recently he was up at Denver. And so after he left me, I couldn't tell you why or why not or anything like that.
Right, but those 2 years, you touched on this a little bit. There was an injury, and he was trying to get used to the system, but he didn't play a whole lot for you in those 2 years.
Yeah, but, you know, but and part of the reason was the injury, because we did make the change, right, and he became the quarterback, and then he got injured, and so he wasn't able to continue or develop, you know, so that made it tough to make a solid evaluation of him.
Dable was with him that next year. He came into Cleveland the year after you left.
Yes.
What were his thoughts on Brady that year?
Well, I really haven't asked him what he thought about Brady for that year, because really it didn't impact me because I wasn't there.
But, Brian, you must have asked Brian before you guys signed him what he thought of him.
I did not.
Coach, how have you addressed the whole Castle incident with the team as you now try to move forward? How have you addressed it with the team?
Now, when you say the whole incident, are you talking about the reaction with the fans?
Yeah.
All right. As far as the reaction with the fans, you know, historically, the Chiefs fans are some of the best fans in the NFL. I mean, and you can go back and you can look at that and you know that that's the case. I mean, I've played here. I've come into here and I've played here on an opposing team. And I can verify that. You know, they are supportive of the team. They want the team to win. They try to help the team win. All right. Anytime a player gets injured, it's unfortunate. All right. And I think that the majority of the Kansas City Chiefs fans, they felt bad about the fact that Matt was injured. All right. There were some that expressed an opinion that a frustration, all right, that I have, that everybody else have had about this season. All right. They expressed it probably not in the way that you would want it expressed, but you can't paint that broad brush of 70,000 people, because that wasn't the case, you know. And I don't know how many did what they did, but my concern is for my players, their health, and so Matt, he got hurt, we got him off the field, and we're taking care of him. I think that the majority of the Chiefs fans, all right, are not going to cheer a player getting hurt. I think the majority of the Chiefs fans support the Chiefs. They want the Chiefs to win. Are they frustrated? Yes, they're frustrated, just like we are frustrated. We're trying to make it better, and I know that they show up on Sunday. I mean, I got there a little bit earlier on Sunday, and they were there in the red. They were getting ready to try to help the team, and the team played a competitive game. All right. Was it perfect? It was not perfect, but it was a competitive game, and I think it kept the fans involved in the hopes that we would be able to pull out a victory. All right. So what we have to do is we have to continue to play like that to keep those fans cheering for us and being supportive of us the way that they've been for a long time.
Coach, this has become a national story. How have you talked about it with your team?
Just the way I just talked to you about it.
What did you say?
All right, okay, I'll get to you in one second. I told them that historically the Chiefs fans are some of the best in the NFL, all right, and that the majority of them are very supportive, and we appreciate the support that the Chiefs fans give us, and that's what I told them.
Coach, can any kind of adversity bring a team together? When you experience something, I mean, we have national people here asking these questions. Can knowing that everybody is looking at something, can that be used to make a team stronger, build a chemistry, make a team feel like they've got something to prove together?
Well, yeah, to a degree, yes. But I think adversity, what it does, it pulls a unit together. And it doesn't make any difference who's watching or who's looking. The fact that there is adversity, that can kind of pull a team together.
Would you say there's adversity here, though?
Only on the one loss column.
Going back to Castle for a second, are you ruling him out of Sunday's game yet?
Not until the doctors tell me so.
Is he able to go through meetings and stuff? Is he here today?
He came into the building today. He is not here long. Because, you know, in concussions, they want you to rest and take your time with it. So, I don't know if he's gone already or not, but he'll be out of the building.
What have you said to him about all of this? What have you guys talked about, you and Matt?
I told him I hope he's getting better, and it sounds like he's getting better to me, and I look forward to seeing him soon.
And have you talked about the fan reaction with him at all?
No.
You talked about finding out what your team can do best to win. Is that also a double-edged sword in that you needed to find out what your team couldn't do to win?
Well, I think that we know what we can do. Well, so what we have to do is try to find out the things that we can do and try to work on those things and as well eliminate the things that cause you to lose.
We know the penalties and turnovers have been huge in that, but we know the reasons, but why are they happening? Is that why you had felt you have to go to a more conservative attack to not put the ball in jeopardy quite as much?
Well, I think some of that depends on how the game is going. You know, when you hand it off to Jamal and he runs for 10 and you give it to him again and he runs for 10, you know, maybe you keep giving it to him. Now, if you give it to him and he runs for 0 and you give it to him again and he runs for 0, or maybe you don't give it to him the third time, you know. And so I think the way the game is going impacts the play calling and what's happening.
Is there a danger of getting one-dimensional? I mean, the Ravens pretty much stopped the run in the second half after you guys ran it most of the time in the first half. Jamal only averaged, I think, a yard and a half a carry in the second half. Can you make it easier on the defense if you're just running it all the time?
Make it easier on the defense? Oh, you mean the opposing defense?
Yeah.
Well, if they're stopping it, it could be easier for them. But if they're not stopping it, then, you know, it's not so easy. I mean, you know, you got to give those guys credit, too. They are good coaches and good players, and they do make adjustments at halftime. And so you try to adjust during the course of the game as you see what adjustments they've made.
Even without the injury to Castle, would you consider a quarterback change, turning the ball over, just not getting the job done?
You know what? That's one of those hypotheticals, and you know how I answer hypothetical questions. I don't answer them, you know. So I'm not talking about what ifs and what whenevers and all that.
Coach, when fans cheer for a player being hurt, no matter how many people that is, what lessons can be learned from that? What does that say?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what it says. One, it says that those guys who cheered are frustrated, all right, and that's why they, you know, why they do it. And I think if we can be competitive, that will not happen.
Anything else?
Is it maybe a good time to be going on the road where you guys can sort of come together as a team, maybe without a lot of the distractions that might come with playing a game at Arrowhead this Sunday?
Well, if we win, you can say, yeah, that's a good thing. But if we lose, then you can say, hey, that may not be the best thing. I mean, you know, hey, this is a bottom line business. And if you win, things seem to be better. If you lose, they seem to be worse.
Karen, last one.
Coach, with Brady Quinn, what does he bring to an offense that you might be able to use? Everybody's different, even if quarterbacks have similar styles. So what is it that you can use with him as you get ready for Tampa Bay this week?
Well, I hope that the fact that he understands the offense and understands the system, that he'll be able to step in and be productive.
I mean, does he have a quick release or something about him that, you know, you can do something different about, that use a different part of the playbook?
Not really. I mean, you know, he's got some height. He's got experience. He can throw the ball down the field. He can throw it intermediate. I think he has a good command of the offense because he knows what's expected. He knows the calls. He can get us into plays, out of plays. You know, now he's got to go execute.